The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 40 years of sharing God's unconditional love and grace.
Hello, this is Andrew Womack, and we've got a very special program lined up for you today. I've gone back and taken some of my old programs that I made not very long ago, just in the last 6 months or so, but we've had the biggest response to some of these programs that we've ever had. I mean, people are just really getting their lives transformed. And so we decided, rather than just air these programs one time, and I know that there's many of you that don't watch every day, or many of you may be brand new to the program, we hated to just let these great programs go, so we're doing a best of series, and we're going to go back and resurrect some of these old programs, and I believe that they'll be a blessing to you. So open up your heart and get ready to be blessed.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing the teaching on healing that I've been doing now. I'm into my fifth week of teaching, and we've covered some tremendous things. I pray that you have been listening to this program. You know, if you've watched every single program, I believe that this has impacted the way you believe about healing. I really do. It's changed my life, and I've tried to share this with you, and I know that people's lives have been changed. Even if you've heard every program, let me just tell you that you need to get these materials and go back over them, because faith comes by hearing, not having heard, hearing, present tense, going over and over and over. That's what Romans 10:17 says. So you need to hear this over again. And plus, every one of you knows somebody who's sick. And there are people who, you know, may not be drawn to the Lord at any other time, but when they're sick, they are so desperate. They're wishing and a hoping and a praying that they could get well, and they might be open to the Lord, and this would be a tremendous way for you to just gain that access into their life through this subject of healing. So I really encourage you to get these materials. I hadn't got time to go back and summarize everything. Let me say that today we're going to play another one of our testimonies about healing for you. We've got a package of materials that we've been offering on this subject of healing. I've got this album entitled God Wants You Well. Then we've been offering each individual teaching in that album one at a time. We've got a little booklet entitled God Wants You Well that goes into more detail. But then we also have this DVD entitled Healing Journeys, Volume 1. And it has five miraculous testimonies of healings. We've already shown three of them. This will be our fourth testimony of healing during this series. And this is about a family, the Decker family, Tom and Leslie and Mary. And their miraculous healing, Mary and Leslie, the mother and daughter, both had asthma so bad that they literally had to have hospital treatment. And, I mean, it was a severe thing that was just stopping them. And God miraculously brought them through this. And, you know, this fits perfectly with what I've been teaching. I was teaching this last week, actually about probably 10 days, about reasons why people are not healed. And I talked about it's because of our unbelief, and there is unbelief that comes through ignorance. There's unbelief that comes through wrong teaching, and then there's just a natural form of unbelief. Well, Leslie and Mary didn't know the truth about healing. And so that was one of the things. They had to counter an ignorance that came just because they didn't know what the Word of God says. And then there was some wrong teaching. They came to Bible school, and as they began to get into the Word of God, the Lord began to instill faith on the inside of them. And then eventually, they just had to stand against what, you know, their past experience had taught them, this natural unbelief that came because of what they saw and what they felt. So they actually dealt with all three areas of this, and they have been miraculously set free. And I tell you, it is a tremendous testimony. So we're going to play this testimony for you. I want to encourage you to watch it because it's a faith builder. And I'll be back after they give their testimony to talk to you some more. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this testimony.
There's something about healing we don't understand. And we have to find out. And Better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
The healing journey of Tom and Leslie Decker began in Australia with a life-threatening illness. It led them eventually to Charis Bible College in Colorado Springs, where they received the missing keys to a complete recovery. Every year, CBC students experience powerful changes in their lives simply by sitting under the teaching of the Word of God. This is Tom and Leslie Decker's story.
I grew up here in Colorado Springs and went off to college, started in the oil business, started my own oil company at 24 years old, and was able and blessed enough to retire at 40.
We were set, you know. Tom had retired from the oil business at 40, and we had our house paid for. We were a quarter of a mile from the beach. We were set. We had everything that we could possibly want, except our daughter and myself. We were being attacked by asthma.
The environment was very much affecting both of them. The day we arrived, actually, in Australia, we were staying in a tent. The environment in Australia at Christmas time is their summertime. We were staying in a tent camping out, and my wife got very sick. And it was a week of touch and go with a lot of illness. But then my daughter got it, and that's where it really became a bigger revelation of how serious it was.
Whether it's a headache, cancer, or asthma, if it's a threat on your life, it's a threat on your life.
My wife had had it evidently when she was a younger child and thought she had outgrown it and never realized it would affect my daughter.
She's sitting on my hip. She's blue all over, and I'm pumping the Ventolin into her, and she's and we're waiting for the ambulance 18 minutes. Yeah, it's a long time when your child is blue and gasping for breath.
Calling an ambulance, a helpless feeling as a father to my daughter of her turning blue, nothing I could do. All my years in the oil business, I was always a safety officer. I knew how to do CPR. I knew how to revive people, and yet none of that would be in any good to my daughter.
She was in intensive care 5 days with completely full lungs of fluid. She didn't grow for 3 years.
I remember days sitting on the bed, and both my wife and daughter would have mask on, these ventilators running, hissing, and I'm thinking, how helpless I am. Doctors couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything.
My daughter and I were dying of asthma, and we should not be. I'm born again. He healed me. I should not be sick.
Some other things had happened while I was in Australia. I had retired from my oil company, lost all my identity, and brought me to be born again when I had was needing Jesus in my life. And that had changed a lot of things in us, and we'd started seeking him out more little by little.
I'd received a miracle healing but couldn't maintain it. Mary had received a miracle healing, but we couldn't maintain it. We got well enough to survive.
We needed to get equipped. We had heard about this armor. We had heard about some things in the Word, but we didn't know the Word. And we had heard that there was a way of dealing with this and a way of fighting back, and there was an authority, but we didn't know about that authority.
Why are we still sick? We shouldn't be sick. We didn't understand, and that was when, you know, Tom was in that same place. I don't know what we can do. And I said, there's something about healing we don't understand, and we have to find out. And better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
So we came back to Colorado also seeking to be equipped to go to a Bible college, not knowing where. When we arrived, we lived in our fifth-wheel trailer and traveled around Colorado. Before coming here, we had searched internet after internet, seeking out school after school of which one might be right.
I'd been looking on the internet for over a year for Colorado and some type of Bible college. And so we're at this YWAM, and Tom says to me after we walk out, he said, I've waited all my life to to go to Bible college. And I need more. 3 months is not enough. I need more. And so he said, go back to the internet. Let's go to the library down in Trinidad. That's where our fifth wheel was parked, and went to the library. It was 6 o'clock or almost 6 o'clock, and typed in the same words on the same search engine, and Colorado Bible and College. A whole year, nothing had come up, but this time up comes Colorado Bible College, because that's what Karis Bible College used to be called. Printed out. I show it to Tom, and he said, well, it's got to be good. It's got Colorado in the name. So,
me being a Colorado boy, I said, that's it. We didn't know Andrew Womack. We didn't know anything about the school. We called and went in the next day and sought an interview, and it just seemed to be the right school. We still didn't know about Andrew, his teaching or what his revelation was, but the school just seemed to fit at that moment. And we signed up right then and there.
A student says to me on the first day, so, when did you hear of Andrew? Andrew who? Andrew Womack. No, never heard of him. You don't know who Andrew Womack is? No. What's the big deal? Who is he?
They go, you came all the way from Australia, and you guys don't even know Andrew Womack? And we said, yeah.
He's president of the college. Oh, that's nice. And I'm thinking, a bit weird. She's idolizing president of the college. And she goes, what'd you come here for? Where'd you come from? And I went, Australia. Why'd you come here all the way from Australia? Because we prayed. We need to find out about healing. And God led us here, so we're here. So do you think I'll find out? And she goes, oh, yes.
We didn't have a clue. We didn't have a clue what we were getting into or what we'd be taught or how to change our life. We did not have a clue.
After hearing Andrew teach on our dominion, who we are in Christ, our authority as a believer, hearing Don Crow teaching about the kingdom of God, I knew it's time to go off the drugs. And I went off them about 5 days into it. I couldn't breathe. And I prayed and I said, well, God, I don't care if I go to my knees. I don't care if they're going to raise me from the dead. I'm not going back to those drugs. I don't care. It's over. I know that I don't need it. And everything in the natural was screaming at me. You know, you can't breathe. It's pretty loud. And I said, you know, is there anything I really need to do? Get a second prayer. It'll be over. And at that point, I remembered the scripture about the blind man and how Jesus prayed the second time. That he'd come so far in that first prayer, but that second prayer finalized the whole thing. He could see. So I went down to college and I said, well, God's telling me I've got to get my friends to pray for me. Last prayer. I said, Andrew, you know, that guy who was blind, he needed to have more spit. And second prayer. I said, I need more spit. And he said, you want me to spit on you? So, you know what I'm saying, Andrew. He says, yeah, yeah, I'm just toying with you. And so they prayed and that was it. It was over. It was over. I've been drug-free, symptom-free since October 2001.
God's a good God all the time. 40 years of my life and where I'd been and what I saw, and I think I saw quite a bit of this world. And was very educated in that, but I never knew that God was such a good God and that he wanted to bless me and heal me and more than I did. And that was something I learned in school. I choked on it a little bit the first early days of school when people would say, God's a good God, and I would, because I used to blame God for so many things in all our lives. Why? And yet, one day it finally clicked. And I got revelation on how good he was.
So it's like, okay, God, what about Mary? Don't worry, she's talking to me. When she's ready, just as you were ready, she'll come tell you. So February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, we're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since. So, you know, for our family, we believe the word. And that's it. That's final. And We lived in England for 3 years. So people could say, oh, but you've moved back to Colorado to that nice, good, dry air. We've lived in England for 3 years, wet, moldy, cold, damp. If there was ever a trigger, it was there. Mary and I have been to Africa twice. Wet, rainy season the first time, molds, burning garbage down the street, so there's smoke, all of the triggers, but we didn't believe that. God heals you, He heals you all the way. You can go anywhere in the world and do God's work. You know, I have just as much authority here in Colorado as I do in Australia, as I do in Africa, as I do in England. That doesn't change. Our authority is the same. And Satan's no more powerful in Australia or Africa or England or here in Colorado. He's a defeated foe. So it's a matter of what you're going to believe.
I've seen more miracles in the last 6 years than I have in my first 40 years. I've seen more people changed, more hearts restored, more families restored, that if we just do that one thing, of seek Him out, then I guarantee you it'll make a difference in your life. Has mine, it has my family, and I'm just looking forward to the future. I used to not look forward to the future, but now I can because of what I can see how blessed we can be.
We've seen amazing miracles. We've experienced fantastic miracles in Africa, in England, in our own life here in Colorado. You know, miracles happen. They happen everywhere.
We hope that you've been encouraged by the Decker's healing journey. A special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who've invested in Charis Bible College, where lives are changed every day. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God for the healing of Leslie and Mary Decker. I tell you, they have been a blessing. You know, let me just point out a couple of things here. First of all, let me tell you that after Tom and Leslie came to school, as you saw in that video, they had never heard of me. When they first came to school, somebody said, so where did you hear of Andrew? And they didn't even know who I was. God supernaturally brought them here just because they knew that they needed to be in the Word and they were looking for a Bible college, and it was a divine connection. So it wasn't a personality. It was just the Word of God that worked in their life. The same thing will work for you. And after they received this healing, they've gone on, and Leslie went and prayed for a person in the hospital one time and raised a person from the dead. I mean, their faith has really grown and developed. They not only completed the 2-year course here, but Tom did a 3rd-year apprenticeship. And during that period of time, the person who was directing our UK school just gave us notice, I think about a month's notice or something like that during the summer, and they left and came back to the States. And we were without a director for our UK Bible school. And the director of our U.S. school was just talking about this with some of the apprentices and saying, what are we going to do, man? This is a crisis situation. We only have, I think it was 2 months before school started to make this change. How are we going to find somebody to run this school? And did you know Tom, who, this is really interesting. If you really knew Tom, I mean, on this DVD, when you saw this, he came across pretty well. But Tom was in this school for a year before I ever heard him say a word. I'd go up and say hi to him and go out of my way to try and get him to talk to me. And he'd smile and nod his head. He would not talk. Tom has made his money in petroleum and doing different things. And he's not been a communicator. That hasn't been his strength. He's not done things like that. But Tom, when he was at the school on his during his apprenticeship, he went out on a missions trip. And this guy who, again, was, you know, he could minister in front of these wealthy people and influential people. He didn't have any problems with that. But in standing in front of just average Joe Blow people, he had never done that. And he was just totally awkward doing this. On his missions trip, he went to Africa. They turned an entire church service over to him, and he was there by himself. The others went someplace else. And here's this guy who was not a speaker, not a people person, ministering in his very first church service. And I don't remember all the details, but he didn't have a lot to say. He didn't know much to say. So he just said a few things and started praying for him. And the power of God fell. The pastor and every person in the church laid out on the floor. And I mean, were out for a long time, 20 or 30 minutes. And he didn't know what to do, so he just left. And I mean, they had a revival. People started being healed. Things happened. It was awesome. And he got so addicted to ministering to people that when this director of our Charis Bible College here in the States was saying, what are we going to do over in England? Tom says, I can do that. And Tom moved his family, Leslie and Mary, and the three of them went over to England and for 3 years lived there and managed our UK Bible school. At the end of this next week, we're going to play another healing testimony about Hannah, a girl who was miraculously healed in the UK. And you'll find out that Leslie was one of the ones at that Bible school over here who made this connection. And God used them supernaturally, not only in this healing of Hannah, but to minister to these people. And their whole life was changed. This healing, this really goes along with a lot of the things that I've been saying. That see, this wasn't just a healing about them getting healed so that they could go out and on their way and do their own thing. But because of this healing, it freed them up to do what they couldn't do. They could not have lived in the UK in that wet climate over there if they would have still had the same asthma problems that they first had when they came to Colorado. Healing freed them up and enabled them. And they took these things that they've learned and they've put them into people's lives. And I tell you, they're quality people. Mary has gone on. She's been on the missions field. She raises money and takes hundreds or thousands of Bibles and gives them out. And this young girl, even before she was a teenager, now that she is a teenager, is ministering to lots of people. All of this has come about because they've experienced the power of God themselves. It's enabled them and freed them up to go out and to minister to other people. I tell you, what a great testimony they are. I wish you could get to know this family, but they are a powerful team and a tremendous blessing to us. And I'm just praying that what God did for the Decker family, He'll do it for you. God's no respecter of persons. If you would receive this testimony, it'll work for you. So I want to remind you once again about the materials that we're offering, specifically about this DVD that's entitled Healing Journeys, Volume 1. It has testimonies in it of these miraculous healings, and it would be a blessing to you. And so we would like you to get that. Our announcer is going to share with you about all of these materials on healing that are available. And so I encourage you to listen and to respond, and please call or write and get these materials. Then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. Today, for the first time, we've collected 5 miracle stories in one brand new DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. When you order the album, we'll include a free copy of Andrew's power-packed booklet titled God Wants You Well, which is a great way to introduce this topic to someone else. The 4th teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 4th CD free of charge. Request teaching TI-4 titled The Laws of Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. The best way to reach us is through our website at awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. We hope to hear from you today. Charis Bible College is housed in the Andrew Womack Ministries building. The school and ministry share the same vision: to change the way the body of Christ relates to God. People from all walks of life are attracted to the school for its powerful application of the Word of God and for the opportunity to participate in one of the most life-changing ministries in the world.
I wanted to knit myself in with the body of Christ. I wanted to knit myself in with people that were of like mind.
The TV program was great, but I just knew that I wanted to be in the Word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
CBC instructors are accessible to the student body and committed to Andrew's methods for discipling tomorrow's leaders. That means classroom instruction and practical application always go hand in hand.
God is more concerned about using you than you are about God using you.
Regular daytime CBC classes are saturated with the Word of God. No one attends without seeing the Word produce radical changes in their lives.
And it's not just the 4 hours a day in school, but it's outside of the classroom too. And when we get to rehearse that and go over the things that we've been learning in class and different revelation that somebody's got, and it's just, I mean, it's almost 24 hours a day of being in the Word.
In this atmosphere of faith, lifelong friendships are formed that encourage and strengthen students long after graduation.
This school is filled with the love of God.
98% of these people here have done the same thing I've done for the same reasons, you know, because they want God and they want to know God better. And it was an immediate connection with about 200 people.
People at CBC are interested in you and interested in knowing each student, and really go out of their way to meet and fellowship with all the different students, and they don't classify your age, but they want to fellowship with everybody.
Students who cannot attend morning classes can enroll in night school. Night school offers first-year curriculum and maximum flexibility with full and part-time options.
It's straight teaching, it's power-packed, it's an opportunity to know the instructors. You actually have a little bit more access to the instructors because it's a smaller group.
No matter how you choose to attend CBC, your experience will be unforgettable. CBC students find many practical ways to test what they're learning. Through personal friendships, volunteer work, or in CBC interaction groups, they put the Word of God into action in real-life situations. As they step out in faith, the Holy Spirit helps them discover their particular calling. Changing the way the body of Christ relates to God is a vision that will be achieved effortlessly through the lives of these CBC world changers. Visit our website or call our helpline for more information.